Hello and welcome to the Sharp 600, brought to you by Covers.com. I'm your host, Jason Logan. Welcome to the Wednesday podcast. That midweek podcast puts a smack dab in the middle of the playoff shuffle. NBA, NHL playoffs going on. It's a great time of year. We're going to talk both hockey and basketball today. We're going to get some insights for all the action on the ice from our guy, Josh Inglis from Covers. He does. He came on earlier, talked some NHL last week. And then, of course, like he does every episode, we got Arthur DeCesar from the Las Vegas Superbook going to give us the skinny on all the action in Sin City. With me, as always, my producer, Dell. Dell, you're in Toronto. What are you enjoying more? Are you enjoying the NBA playoffs more? Because I know you are a basketball guy. Are you enjoying the NHL playoffs more now that the Leafs back from the dead after that rough game one?
I've got to say, I actually have been really enjoying the NBA playoffs. It's been a lot better than I was expecting. I was expecting some more first-round blowouts. And watching that Hawks game last night was quite interesting. Like, teams that I was not suspecting to do anything or being competitive, essentially. So it's been fun to watch. It's been a lot better than I thought. And just thinking of potential second round matchups, there's going to be some crazy, crazy games going down in the second round. So should be entertaining.
Suns Nuggets is going to be a lot of fun.
If we had a Lakers Warriors, that would be crazy. Like, there's just so many possibilities, right?
I'm holding Sacramento futures to win the West. I'm also a Lakers fan.
Yeah,
I did think the Lakers were going to get back past Memphis. I think it's still going to go six or seven games. I don't think it's going to be as easy. But I do have Sacramento beating my Lakers. If you look at the bracket on covers.com, that's who I picked. Yeah. So even I can put my fandom aside and go with who I think. So I think Sacramento still has the chops to get it done.
Yeah, it's not. They're looking good. They're looking good. I'm just worried about De'Aaron Fox's finger, but I'm also loving that 76ers-Celtics matchup. If we can see that for seven games or six games, that should be crazy.
We got Boston just not shitting the bed. Here's the weird thing about Boston. I tweeted this out earlier today before we get going here. So Boston, as a double-digit favorite this year, are 12-8. They win 60% of the time when they're laying double digits. That's just outright. I'm not talking about covering the spread. Just winning as a 10-point favorite. That compares very poorly to the rest of the league when it comes to teams that are double-digit favorites. So 10 points or more, they win at over 80%. So you got the Celtics winning at a 60% clip as double-digit favorites versus the rest of the league, which generally wins at an 80%.
Sounds like the 2019 Raptors when they had Kawhi. Just a little too confident. Fat
and happy with all those padded points, and I don't know, man.
Certainly.
Saw that last night. A reminder too, rate and review the podcast when you get a second. If you like what we're doing here, if this is your first time and you're enjoying it and you want to hear some different stuff, we appreciate the love. We appreciate the feedback. Get it in there. It's all good. I will say we have gotten away since football season from the 600 second format in recent weeks. However, I feel like we owe a quick and dirty podcast to people here, packed with the bets and the picks that people want. So let's start the clock. 600 seconds, please. Back with us on the Sharp 600, Cover Zone, Josh Inglis. Hey buddy, how's it going?
Hi, thanks. I must have done something right to get the call back. Appreciate that.
Right, I appreciate your I like your sweater, your outfit here too. You're looking pretty snazzy.
I'm wearing an undershirt here, bud.
We're going to talk NHL playoffs here once again. Some series could come close tonight or tomorrow. Any futures tickets sticking out there that might be worth a nab right now?
Seattle to win the series is plus 190 right now. Colorado's just been a heavy favorite just on name alone. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Cannon is out, but Seattle's strength lies in their depth. So Colorado comes into game five without Cale Makar, without Val Nichushkin. So in game five, they'll be without five of their top 11 scorers from the 2022 playoffs. Big deal. Seattle looks like they could be a problem for Colorado. I'm holding Colorado futures and I'm scared. So that means Seattle's the right play here at 190.
All right. Betting on fear. All right, we'll look at tonight. Two games in action tonight. Is that correct, I believe? Just two games?
Yes, just two.
All right, so what do you got here? Best bets for Wednesday night. Give the people what they want.
Tyler Bertuzzi, over a point. Probably plays to minus 145 if you can handle that. I mean, Bergeron's back, but, I mean, Bertuzzi's playing on the top line with Pasternak. He's a guy who's growing in confidence himself with the team. He's a guy who's getting a ton of confidence within the coaching staff. Points in 10 of his last 11, points in every playoff game, PP1, there's just a lot to like there. Florida, third worst team in save percentage, Sergei Bobrovsky probably like to play, so like Bertuzzi there. Looking at some other stuff, Arturi Lehkonen, because of the depth issues in Colorado, Arturi Lehkonen's gone to like minus 230 for a point, which is absurd. The under looks like a play. If you can bet under point hockey, it's not fun to play. The return on investment entertainment-wise is awful. It's not like unders in baseball where you're cheering for defense. It's very difficult, and it makes a hockey game go long. But I think that price is a little long at plus 170. And a lot of people like Cale Makar because he's out, and they think that Devon Taves is going to step into that role. I think Bowen Byram at 2.5 shots, plus 1370. Plus 137, 137 points over. Nailed that one. But a lot of people think Taves will be the guy. But Bowen Byram's been the guy getting more shots, better shots per 60, better shot attempts per 60, and should see a big increase there in numbers.
Yeah, unders can be painful to sit through. Tomorrow we get the three games. What are you sizing up there for Thursday?
Prop markets aren't entirely open, but the narrative, if we're looking at narrative betting, sure. Something like Tampa Bay could go short bench, could see guys like Braden Point, guys like Nikita Kucherov get big minutes in a game the series could be over. So there's that angle to look at. Their props will be pretty good. I think 3.5 Nikita Kucherov overlooks good points. Over 1.5 points. And then just the big guns in Toronto. I mean, Marner and Matthews have been cashing 1.5 totals. There's something there. Devils, Rangers, it's been such a tight series. Winnipeg and Vegas, I mean, if there's a day that maybe you want to round robin some ties, tomorrow might be a good day to round robin 2s and 3s.
Ooh, all right. Okay. And NFL draft market is wild, crazy fun. Woo. We've been following it, all the leaks and potential leaks and who's going to go where and all the QB shuffling. At this point in the draft market, a lot of the value is gone. But is there anything out there that is worth something for those people who are late to the party, who are remembering that the NFL draft is tomorrow night, starting tomorrow night, and they want to have some action down? Anything out there worth a wager at this point?
I'm holding on to some big Paris Johnson at number three plays if Arizona stays pat and finally invests some, like finally tries to protect Kyler Murray, which the old management hadn't done, spent all of their draft capital on defensive picks. So it'd be nice if they picked, probably the number one coming off tackle in all of football here in Paris Johnson. We've seen his odds really shorten up to be the number one offensive lineman off the board. You can still get him at FanDuel, I believe, to be number three to Arizona at plus 400. That was 59-1 when I got it earlier in the week. The Jalen Carter news to Seattle is absolute. How does that not fit the narrative of that organization? It's like that guy that he always dates the crazy girl just because he's so self-righteous and thinks he can fix it. That's everything in Seattle with Jalen Carter, and I'm here for it at five, and that's available at even money. And the tight end market, I still think Mike Mayer is the number one guy to go off at tight end. I got him about plus 140. I think he's about minus 170. But because of that, we can pivot to the secondary market, second tight end drafted, Dalton Kincaid, minus 120-ish, a little easier to swallow. I think there's, I think it's just a two-tier tight end scene happening, and a lot of people projecting over 2.5 tight ends in the first round, which is tough. And remember, 31 picks this year.
I know Dallas was sniffing around tight ends as well, too. They need one. All right, that's Josh English. Thanks so much for coming on, buddy. Good luck this week.
I appreciate it. You guys take care.
All right, some quick picks here for NBA playoffs, Wednesday, Thursday. Going with over 6.5 assists for Cleveland guard Darius Garland. He had 10 dimes last time out, really sparked that Cavs offense. Missed a good chunk of floor time, too, during the first half due to foul trouble. And while Donovan Mitchell, I think he's going to show up more as a scorer, Garland's still going to have to be counted on as a facilitator. He was able to get in the lane, create some easy buckets for the Cavs big guys. His total for tonight, bouncing between 6.5 and 7.5 assists. The lower total over minus 143, I like it. I have Garland projected for something closer to 7.9 assists. I expect him to play a ton of minutes tonight as well, too, in that elimination game. My Lakers are in Memphis trying to put the Grizzlies out in game five. I bet the under 109.5 points on the Lakers team total this morning. This one has come down all the way down to 108. Some 109s out there right now. These teams very, very similar. Neither can shoot the ball from outside, but they both want to run in transition. They both want to score points in the paint. Both very sound on defense, especially Memphis on their own floor. The Grizzlies, the top-ranked defense as a host, and now you add a few dashes of desperation fueling that defense tonight. The last time they played desperation ball, game two when Ja Morant was out, they locked the Lakers down to 93 points. Los Angeles had that hot hand in game one, but since then they've shot just 24 for 90 from deep. Game four was 104-104 grinder before the total went over in overtime. I expect another low-scoring grinder tonight. Lakers under their team total. In the late game, going with Draymond Green over 13.5 rebounds plus assists. Green came off the bench 31 minutes in game four after serving that suspension. Pulled down 10 boards, dished out 7 assists. He had 20 total rebound assists in game one. He's projected for game five of 7.5 assists. 7.5 rebounds tonight. That's a combined 15. It's going to get him over his combo prop of 13.5 over minus 125. Draymond, once again, could come off the bench, which I think is why this total is staying low. But his ceiling is super high considering the series is swinging back to taller totals and the faster pace. It means more shots, means more rebounds, means more assists. So Draymond over 13.5 rebounds and assists tonight. And then tomorrow, we got Boston and Atlanta and the Hawks kind of swinging the series and swinging the pace to a high-scoring form that they want to play. Boston has been great in the first 24 minutes of the series, but they get shaky in the second half. The Seas have led at the break, all but one of five games. The average margin of 10 points at half compared to -6 in the second half. So give me Celtics, -3 first half spread tomorrow night at Atlanta. All right, 2-minute drill time with Arthur DeCesar from the Las Vegas Superbook. Some underdogs, some teams on the ropes, not going down quietly here in the NBA playoffs. Any major shakeups in the series, prices, or futures after the events of the past few days?
Just a couple of things to touch on. Celtics now a big favorite to come out of the East, minus 120. Mm-hmm. If you still think the Bucks can come back and win, plus 110 to win their series. So interesting there. And just wanted to touch on Suns and Nuggets. That series has opened. Suns, minus 125 favorite.
Does that reflect liability on the Suns from the season?
It does a little bit, for sure.
Okay. Home court has definitely been a moneymaker so far in the NBA postseason. Hosts 22-12-1 ATS going into Wednesday at 64%. Even home dogs covering as well. How much is home court worth to the spread in general for NBA betting? And does that value change during the postseason?
You know, it could be a point or two here. I think you adjust as you go in these NBA playoffs and the series. Just look at tonight. The Cavs, who look dead in the series, -5.5 at home. So goes to show you, home court is something.
Travel, too, is also a bit of a grind. Stanley Cup playoffs marching on as well. Any surprise action on either the game, series prices, futures as we sit middle of the week?
I think the big jumper is the Toronto Maple Leafs, who look like they will finally get over the hump and win a series, and now they're third in line to take the cup at 5-1.
A lot of excited people on this side of the border. Yep. I was going to ask you an NFL draft question, and you spit it back at me. You said no, but let's go draft. I know this is a pain in the ass market to book. Is it worth the squeeze to book the draft?
It's a great question. I think we have to reevaluate maybe where we go on this, but we had them up for maybe 36 hours and then eventually took them down. Yeah. You know, it's a hard market to book. So I would say no, but the people above me might say yes.
All right. A's possibly coming to Vegas. As a fan and a resident, how do you feel? As a book, are you guys going to draw a lot of A's action like you do for Golden Knights and Raiders games and stuff?
Especially in the first year with the other team's fan base. They will come in and bet the team.
All right. Cool to know. And then our best bet for tonight. I know the horn went. Best bet for tonight, tomorrow, weekend, whatever you got, buddy.
We're going Thursday, game five. The Devils have retaken over the series. Devils minus 120.
All right. Over your Rangers?
Yep.
Clutch the pearls. All right, man. All right. All right. Thank you so much. Thanks, Josh. Thank you, Arthur. Thank Dell. Thank you for listening to the Sharp 600. We appreciate your time. If you have a second, please rate and review the podcast when you get a moment. And we will talk to you next Wednesday. Good luck with your bets.